You're listening to a live broadcast from WBAI and Pacifica Radio of Noam Chomsky's major address, Crisis and Hope, Theirs and Ours. The program originates from New York City's historic Riverside Church, located in Morningside Heights on the edge of Harlem, adjacent to Columbia University. Riverside is the tallest church in all of the United States and the 26th tallest in the world. Its high towers view the Hudson River to the west, Manhattan as far as Wall Street to the south, and, of course, the vibrant African-American community of Harlem to the northeast. Riverside was founded in 1922 by the Park Avenue Baptist Church with major financing from John D. Rockefeller, Jr. Its landmark edifice was modeled after the legendary Chartres Cathedral in France, and its construction was completed in 1930. Riverside describes itself as, quote, an interdenominational, interracial, and international congregation, quote, and the church combines this Gothic architecture with modern politics. Riverside's founders committed the church to global politics and social justice rather than the more conservative approach of Christian fundamentalism, and the history of Riverside has repeatedly confronted that mission. Last year, the New York Times described Riverside as, quote, a stronghold of activism and political debate throughout its 75-year history, end quote. It was here, in this very hall of Riverside Church, that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. first enunciated his seminal opposition to the U.S. involvement in Vietnam, thereby uniting the civil rights and anti-war movements in his Beyond Vietnam address of April 4, 1967.
I need not pause to say how very delighted I am to be here tonight. And of course, it's always good to come back to Riverside Church. Over the last 8 years, I have had the privilege of preaching here almost every year in that period. It is always a rich and rewarding experience to come to this great church and this great pulpit. I come to this magnificent house of worship tonight because my conscience leaves me no other choice. I join you in this meeting because I'm in deepest agreement with the aims and work of the organization which has brought us together. Clergy and laymen concerned about Vietnam. The recent statements of your executive committee are the sentiments of my own heart, and I found myself in full accord when I read its opening lines. A time comes when silence is betrayal. That time has come for us in relation to Vietnam.
Martin Luther King speaking here at Riverside in April 1967, 1 year before his assassination. Other world leaders have graced Riverside's elevated podium, including the recently retired president of Cuba, Fidel Castro, who spoke here a decade ago in 1999.
Congregados.
Dear brothers and sisters.
Yo decidí.
I decided that I'd better go to Harlem.
Porque ahí están.
Because it is there, in Harlem,
mis mejores amigos.
But I will find my best friends.
Lo que entiendo es así.
As far as I have understood, Riverside. In Spanish, that would mean close to the river, but amidst a river.
Es en medio del río.
Which is the river of the healthiest and most noble friendship.
Riverside has also hosted such notable leaders as the former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, who spoke after the attacks of September 2001, along with innumerable leaders of nations, movements, the arts, and social reform. The church is also memorable for its memorial services for such notables as the late great actor and activist Ossie Davis, who himself famously eulogized Malcolm X as our bright shining prince. Other Riverside commemorations include those for composer Max Roach, and most recently, the internationally renowned folk singer Odetta. And now, in the spirit of Riverside's pledge to pursue, quote, education, reflection, and action for peace and justice, quote, the renowned semanticist, researcher, and political analyst Noam Chomsky will soon join that human pantheon of Riverside speakers with tonight's address, Crisis and Hope, Theirs and Ours. Chomsky promises to address, among many other things, the global economy, military intervention, and the presidency of Barack Obama on this 40th anniversary of the publication of his classic book, American Power and the New Mandarins. At the Riverside Church in New York City for WBAI and the Pacifica Radio Network, I'm Robert Knight.